Kosev Armis, Umetugma Armis. Rashi says, Uksav HaNishtovi means, Kosav Shenishtana. The Uksav that was changed over. And the high court is posted by Ezra, it says by Ezra. Shoye Kosev Biyomo, Uksav Mishuna. At that time, Ezra wrote the Sefer Torah a little bit differently. Shenishtana Yedei Malach. It was changed over Malach. And Shekosav Mona Mona Takal Parson. We'll soon see what this means. That's how he wrote it down. He made the Neil, Kosev the army, the Russian army. So was changed over the Ksav to May Ezra. Cost of an Ishtan, cost of armies, or Maturgum armies. Or Ksid the Prophet says, Loika Halin, cost of a Lenikre, your Poshra, Lohoido, Lamalka. Or Ksid another Prophet says, the cost of a Mishnah Terrazoit, the Dashim in Ksav, her royal Ishtanis, or the Ksav that was fit. To be given to be changed. Yes. Yeah. Tzedakah was changed b'nei Ezra. Yes. Yeah. Rashi says it's Mishnah HaTorah. What does it mean, Mishnah HaTorah? Remez lanu Moshe Rabbeinu she'kosav she'biyomov. That they had the Ksav b'shas Moshe Rabbeinu osed l'shtanish min Ivri l'ashuris. It's going to be changed over from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. She'nosel lehem b'yomei Daniel. Of Ezra, because of the Torah, the Ksav Ashurim. And Ezra, he was the one that changed over, wrote the Sefer Torah, and the Ksav Ashurim, like we'll soon see. Now, Lomo Nikro Ashurim, why was it called the Ksav that Ezra wrote? Why was it called Ksav Ashurim? Sholei Moyem Me'asher. He brought it up from Asher. That's why it's called Ashurim. Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yoimah, Betchila the Ksav Zen Nitin Terli Yisrael. At the beginning, the Torah was given this type of Ksav. Rashi was Bimei Moshe. Ksav Zeh, Bimei Moshe. V'lom Oloi Kahalin Kosel L'Mikra L'Chibet Shechotu V'Yis Rishon V'Bos V'Yis HaTorah Netzach Lem L'Royit. Yeah, we'll soon see. At the beginning, he was also given the same way. Rabbi Yom like this. B'Tchilo B'Ksav Zeh Nitnu Torah Yisrael was also given in Ksav Ashurit. But Kivet Shechotu V'Klayasu did the Chet Parabes Amid V'Sharishon The Nefach Lehen L'Royit. It was changed over to Royit. It was changed over the Ksav. Rashi is Loshen Tirat Oyev. Sheshachu. They forgot the Torah. Kivan Shechazu Behem. Later when they came back to learn the Torah again, Bimei Ezra, Hechziru Lehem. It was given back to them the Ksav Ashurus. Shenemar it says in the Posik, Shuvu Lebitzurim. Asuri Hasikva. Rashi Shuvu Lebitzurim means Le'ir Mitzvah Shlechem Yerushalayim. The Abaye Sheni comes now. We're talking about the Abaye Sheni. Then the Abaye Sheni, that's the Zman Bimei Ezra. That's where they received it, got the Torah back again. Gam Hayoy Magid Mishnah Shelucho. Rashi Masha Shachachto. If Mishnah Torah says that you forgot the Mishnah Torah, you'll get back now Bimei Ezra. Now Lama Nikra Shema Ashurus. Why is this Ksav called Ksav Ashurus? Shema Ashurus. Shema Ashurus Ksav. It's like the nicest type of Ksav. That's why it's called Ksav Ashurus. Yeah, Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Mishum Rebbe Eliezer ben Tarto. Shom, he says over Mishum Rebbe Elazar Midoi. Ksav Zeh, this Ksav, Le'nishtana Kolikr, it never changed over. Shneem the Apostle says, Vovei Ha'amudim, the loops, the hangers of the curtains. Rashi, you say this Keser, the silver pegs, Ha'asuyin Kiminuklis, made like hooks. The coven bamudim, they were kaveyir in the boards. Shebem teichum uloy. That's where they put the loops. Yeah. So Alma b'mei Moshe asuyin heaven, kegoyin shalon, was made the same way it's made now. Says vavei hamudim, ma amudim, just like the beams. Lo nishtanu, never changed. Avavim lo nishtanu. The same way the vavim also never changed. The aim of the pasuk says, v'el hayehudim kichsovim ukilashenim. Means Ma'al Lashon Le'nishtana, just like Chai Yisrael never changed the language, he always speak Lashon HaKodesh, is Av Ksovim Le'nishtana, the same way the Ksav, the writing was often not changed. See, all the Ksiva was not changed of the Sefer Torah. If so, Elamani Mekayim, Arama Mekayim, Es Mishnah Torah Zayt, the Pasuk of Es Mishnah Torah Zayt, Mashma, there were two Ksivas, we Darshan, he says no, it means L'shtei Torahs. Ach, it means the two turrets of the melech. Achas one, she yotze v'nechnesa simoi, that he has to take out and bring him wherever he goes. The achash from anachas on the veis kenozos. That's what the pasuk means. Shtei Torahs. It means the two Torahs that a melech has to have. Oysa sheyetsev nechasim moi. The sefer Torah that the melech takes out with him. Oysa kimin kimei. It's made like a charm. V'tolu b'zroi and it's hanging on him. Shnemar the pasuk says shivisi yashel v'negdi samid. If he does the second sefer Torah. Hi shivisi vidach. The other man diyamim. Hi shivisi madorish bay. What does he do with the word shivisi? Like it's not going on the Torah of the safe of a melech. So what does he dashin? Who mi boil alik the Rabbi Chana bar bizna. The yom Rabbi Chana bar bizna. On Rabbi Shimon chasidoi. Ha mispalel when somebody davens sorach shiira atzmoi kilo shchina kinegdoi. When a person is davening Shimon Esrei, he has to feel as if his mom is davening in front of the Shechina, in front of HaKadosh Baruch himself. Shneimer, the Pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem Monegdi Samed. That's the Pasuk is going on. That when you daven Tefillah, you have to feel as if you're standing in front of Hashem. The Rabbi Shimon, now, Diyom HaKsav Zeh Lein Nishtano, according to Rabbi Shimon, learns, the Sefer the Ksav of the Torah was never changed. If so, my, what's Shana's Pasuk in Ezra, the Neil that it says, my loy kahalin ksavo, it's not like the same ksav. Mashma, that it was a different type of a ksav. Ah, you, Reb Shimon, says the Torah never changed. So I'll tell you, lenikre. No, yeah, my loy kahalin ksavo lenikre, what does it mean to say it wasn't the same type of a writing? Or marav, bigmatria ichtav lechoin. It was written down bigmatria, that's what it means to say. Rashi's lenishtana kolika means mashma lenishtakach mehem klal. It wasn't forgotten. They didn't forget the Torah. The leader of Eloi here is so. What does it mean? Not like this. It just means that now it's written down the gematria. Ichtav loin yatis idoch tugmosim. That's where it's written down. Rashi's yatis means the aleph tes bash mono meniach ezu because of mashma b'tzad amokim mem chesiv yud instead of a mem they wrote a yud hasmuchlo. Of a mokum nun, instead of a nun, cost of tes. Of a mokum aleph, cost of tov. If they wrote it different with different languages, different way of understanding it. That's called aleph tos bei shin. There is aleph instead of a tes and bei instead of a shin. They wrote like that. And iduch pugmat yeh. It says, my parishle, what it explains to him, that mono tako la parsin mono and lo machusach tako the kilto the mosneho vishtakach chosir frisas machusko v'yoyves lamodai opras that she spread out your mouth and be giving it away to parai to pras lamodai. Versus the person stay frisas machus spread out twice the zui frisas machusko v'yoyves lamodai pras I'll give it over to modai and to pras. So the actual ksav was not changed, but some way of understanding it, how the writing of it, that was changed. Shmuel Amar Minfuyas Nenakfi Elorin. That's the language, that's the sign things where they wrote it down. Reb Yechonon Amar Onums Lekas Nisafo. That was the different things they wrote down. Rav Ashi Amar Noma Katal Person. These are the different things they wrote down. You can see the different ways. Exactly, I'm not sure how exactly it changed over the Sefer Torah, but even though the Ksav was the same way, somehow, some like languages, there were some differences. These were some of the differences.
They pushed wrote in different type of codes. These were codes, how to understand the different type of system that they wrote down there by Ezra.
It is. Ein reichvin al susay. Nobody is allowed to ride on the horse of a king. The ein yoishvin al kise. Nobody can sit on his chair. The ein mishtamshin b'shavitay. His stick. Nobody could use his ruling stick. Nobody could use the Ein Royin Oisvek Yeshu Mestaper. Nobody's allowed to see the Melech when he takes the hiccup. It's not for covet because he's bezoyin. V'loik Yeshu Orim. Now when he's undressed. V'loik Yeshu Beis Hamerchus. Even in the Beis Hamerchus, nobody could see him. Shenemar the pasuk says Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. And we dashed it. We had before Shetei Emosi Alecha. At all times, you have to have fear for the king. Therefore, you can't see him at these ways. You won't have fear for the king. Was Omar Rav Yaakov Omar Rav Yechonon Avishag Muteris L'Shloimoi Avishag she was Mutter for Shloim HaMelech but the Asura Ladin Yo She was also Fradinio. Why? Muteris Lishloimoi to Melechoi. He was a king. O Melech Mishtamas Vashabrita Shemelech. Yes, he was allowed to marry the wife of Dovra Melech. He was allowed to marry her because it was he was a Melech also. But the Asur Ladinio to Hedjit too, because he was only a Hedjit. Therefore, he's also to Hedjit. Now, we have mentioned before, they're always allowed to marry the Amon of a Melech. Just a Melech can marry the Amon of another Melech. Avishag Mai, what's the Maisa with Avishag? So see what the Pasuk says, the Hamelech David Zokin Baba Yamin, that David Melech is becoming very old. So the servant says, let's look for a new wife for the king. He was cold. Let's get him a new wife. Uksiv, it says, v'yavakshu naru yof, look for a pretty girl. Uksiv yanaru yof ad miyoy. Vatilu melech sukhenes v'tashaseyu. That she was close to the king, and she served the king. This was Avishag. Omra, so she said to David Melech, Ninsavun, marry me. Like so far they weren't married. She said, marry me. Oh my Lord, David said to her, Asirula, you're offered to me. Rashi says, why? Shekvanasati Shmainasar, I already have my 18 wives. I can't marry another wife. So David said, I can't marry you. So Omrele, she said to him, Chasri Laganvo Navshe Lishalma Nokit. That when a Ganav is weak, he makes believe as if he's strong. So Rashi says, Chasri Laganvo Navshe Lishalma Nokit, Kishaganav Chosar, Shaina Moitza Nokit Lignav, when a Ganav has no place to steal from, Master Gatsman be a Nov, then he acts like an Onav. He's like, as if he's an Isholim, Kleima. The nation is a Kanta, but Toshas Kedacho, Atoima, Shan Yaslacho. So she said back to David that the reason why you're saying you can't marry me is not because I'm really Yosef you, but just you're too old, you can't have Tashras, you can't live with a lady anymore. That's why you're saying you don't want to marry me. It's Omaluhu. So David wants to send so not like that. Koruli Lavasheva, the prophet then says that David calls for his other wife. Ba'sheva, who see the pasuk says, Va'tovoi Ba'sheva lemelech, Hachadora, that they brought Ba'sheva into the inner corner, inner room with the king. And Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, the Yosef Shur at that time, Kincha Ba'sheva v'shloi shasor mapois. That means David lived with her 13 times. She had to wipe herself 13 times. This to show that David still has koiches to have tashmish, and the reason why he said to Avishag, he meant it, that since he has already 18 wives, he can't marry her.
Is it one night?
Yes. Omer Rav Shama Bar Abba, let's see how hard it is to give a get to your wife. Shere David HaMelech had Tiruloi Liyachet, he was master himself to have Yichud to Avishag, like they were together, they were a Yichud, they didn't live together, but they were in the same room together, Rashi, in Avishag. The Apophi Shinesa Yichud Shapnuya, even though he's not allowed to be alone with the Pnuya. But Le'tirulei Legarish, he did not want to be Megarish with one of his other wives. Like really, he wanted to marry her. So since he had 18 wives already, he couldn't marry another one. So the other answer would have been, give the get to one of your old wives and take this new one. He didn't want to do that. And why? Shinem HaPasik says, and Omer Ablaza, Kol HaMegarish HaSishter, Rishon Levi gives the get to his first wife, HaFilo Mizbeach, and even the Mizbeach, murdered all of the Moist cries for him. Then the pasuk says, "V'zayis shenis tase kisayis dima," as in Zeach Hashem, "V'chiv yanoka me'ayin." Ye'oid penoyis al menucha lekachta rotzay miyetchem. See, another pasuk says, "V'yamatem amer aki Hashem heyid beinocha beineshes nirecha." Hashirata begadat sabo. If you were bold, you did bear to her. V'chavrasecha v'yeshes v'yasecha. That's much mashma that the Mizrach itself cries. And somebody gives his first wife a get. Omer Rav Yechon Rav Yitem Rav Loza. And Ishtar Shalada Neisa Elim came, Mevakshim Amen Amon Mavien Loi. Noah Hashem sometimes makes your wife die because you owe somebody money. You don't pay him back, so you take away your wife instead. Shem the Apostle says, V'yemein l'chol l'shalim, l'om l'yikach mishkovcho, mitachtecho. You don't have what to pay back. Why should he go and take away your wife? Mashman, that's what happens. If a person doesn't pay back his loans, his money, then Hashem takes away his wife. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Adam Shemaitish the Rishayna Kibu Chorav Beis Hamidish B'Yamav. Like him, it's as if the Beis Hamidish was Chorav. Shem the Apostle says, Ben Adam Hinnani Lakech Mimcho Es Machmar Enecha Kama Geifo Leitispoi Leitipcho Leitobi Dimosecha. Look, see, another Apostle says, The Adab Relom Ba'boike Ba'tom Esishti Dere Look, see, Hinnani Mechal Es Mikdashi Goinuscho Machmar Enecha Mechamar Enecha Masmo that your wife's dying, his mom is dying, but to the Beit HaMikdash, being destroyed. Omer Rav Alexandria, Kol Adam Shemeis Ishta V'yomov Olam Choshech Badoi. The person's wife dies, he's going to have a dark for him. Olam Choshech Badoi, the world is dark for him. Shenemar Oy Choshech V'yoloi, V'neiri Yolov Yedacha. Rav Yosef Mechninu Amar, Pisi Yosef Mitzkatzreis, he won't walk so good anymore. Shema Pasa says, Yitzroi Soadai Oinoi. Rav Yavu Amar, I saw so in the fellows, he's going to lose his counsel, won't be able to give good aces anymore, good advice. Shenemar V'tashtichei Yuatzosai. He fell down his aces. Omer Rabba Barachon Omer Yechanan. Koshel is Zavgum Kriyas Yamsuf. His heart for Kodesh Baruch Hu to make a shidduch, mam is like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Elokim Moishev Yechidim. Deisa Moitzi Asirim the Kasharis. Atikri Moitzi Asirim Elokim Moitzi Asirim. Atikri the Kasharis Elo Techi the Shiris. Taima Tuata the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the more any, it's not that way. Vom Rav Yudom Arav. Avoyim yoyim kodim yitzirah savlan. Even 40 days before a person is born, kodim yitzirah savlan is basko yoytzis v'yomer. So basko goes out and says, bas pleni l'pleni, nenek shiduchim. So you see, it's not so hard. Even before you're born already, it's made your shidduch. So where it is like Asher, hod is zivig rishon, hod is zivig sheni. So Pashto means that the first zivug, that's the basko kodim, and the Zivik Sheni, that's Koshel Azavgum. That's the way the Rach learns. Yepachin Hob is a Rishon. Al the Zivik Sheni, Koshel Azavgum. That the first shidduch, that's not easy. That Hashem makes Avoyim Yom Kodesh Tiras Avlad. That's what it says, Koshel Azavgum, Kriyas Yamsuf. That goes on the second shidduch, the second marriage. Omer Shmuel Banachman. Omer Rav Shmuel Banachman, L'chol Yesh Temura. Everything there's an exchange. You can have a second one. Chutz me Eishes Nurim, except for your first wife when she dies. Shnema v'Eishes Nurim, ki tom kimos, yeah. But you're not going to have anything. Maskel Rav Yudel Rav Yitzhak Rey, Ein Odom Moitzi Kairos Ruach Elam Yishter Rishayna. You only find really Kairos Ruach, a good life, with your first wife. Shnema v'Potet says, Yim Mekor Chaborach. The Somach Me'eshes Nirecha. You should be happy with your first wife, Eshes Nirecha. Omelech a Goyin man, who is that like? And this is what